Welcome to His Ability, a show that speaks out to the handicapped community. Your host is the owner of Aulet Home Care Plus. And now, here's your host, Lynn Suzak.
Hi, this is your host, Lynn Suzak. Happy New Year. We're back with at His Ability, and thanks for joining us today. I am the owner of Aulet Home Care Plus in Garden City. If you're in the need for home care, keep us in mind. We're a Christian company. We are WMUZ approved, and we do service you with your home care needs for your possibly your parents. I myself am in a wheelchair, and I have home care myself. I've been having home care for 24 years, and I know how it should be done the right way. I believe that we're helping many people, and through my experience, we have a little bit of an advantage that way. So keep us in mind. We're in Garden City, and you'll hear the number at the end of this program. Today, I also want to interview. I have a special guest today. I have my son on here, Jeremy. Hi, Jeremy.
Hello.
I'm excited about this interview because we're talking again today about a book I just published in December 2009, just a month ago, and it's called First Wash the Inside. We're slowly getting feedback from people as they're reading it. The book is available on our His Ability website, hisability.com. You can also find it very, very nice pictures and things that you can actually look inside the book if you visit amazon.com, and that is a very unique presentation. There you can actually get a really good look at the book inside and on the outside and the back cover and everything, and so you can visit that. But what we're going to do today is Jeremy, you're 21, is that right?
Yes, it is.
I just have to remember, we have five children, so I always have to keep track of how old they are. It's kind of hard, easy to forget. I just think that it is exciting that this book is affecting people of all ages. I've actually heard from church that one of our friends, their daughter, she's 22. She's, you know, she confiscated the book and just wouldn't give it back. So I'm excited about that because this is a very, very deep Christian subject. It's about many things, but I guess you'd have to start with the subject of legalism and religious thinking. So, you know, we got very excited when we watched you starting to really devour this book, Jeremy. So could you tell me how it affected you, or what part of the book really sticks out in your mind?
Well, let me start by saying when I went to read it, first of all, you and me had talked about this subject many times, so many that you would say, you know, it's in my book, because I'd bring up a subject or a question I have, and, you know, we ended up talking about a lot of it. So I thought a lot of it was stuff I knew, but one of the biggest problems I had was, like, I came across, not a problem, but more of a shock. I came across a scripture that I'd never heard before, and it was the one about head coverings, and it really stuck out in my mind because I was having trouble reading the verse. I was like, well, it seems like that's what it says. Like, why, you know, I could see why people would wear head covers. They, you know, they're reading the verse, literally.
Right.
But that's the problem with the Bible. You can find things, whatever you want to believe, you can make a scripture around it. You can twist it whatever way you want. It's about wanting to know the truth. So when you want the truth, you know, God's going to interpret things through the Holy Spirit to give you the truth in what it really is. It's, if you're going to find things that you want to believe, you can find it in there.
Right.
And make whatever you want out of it. So the scripture I got was the head covering one. And my point was that you start off reading the scripture and it talks about Jesus being the head of the husband. And I thought it was great that you start off, obviously everyone, most people believe that Jesus is, you know, leading the husband. He's the center, the
spiritually.
Thought. Yes, he's, you know, so it's a spiritual thing. You don't physically wear Jesus on your head.
Right.
And I find it funny that the second part of the verse, everyone seems to interpret, if they're wearing head covers, that, you know, the husband is the
head of
the
wife.
Wife.
Right, that's and, normal.
Right. And so, covers her head? And so that's how they decide that, well, they're going to wear a head cover because she needs to have her head covered. And they interpret that literally. And
yeah,
so,
they say, it says it's something like, take it, use it, head covering as a symbol to that you're submissive to your husband.
Right. It instructs them to cover their heads. I remember that. And I thought, in reading this, I was having problems, you know, thinking, well, it says to cover your head. It clearly says that. And I was like, you know, praying, Holy Spirit, explain this to me. I have an uneasy feeling here. And what I was shown was that you have to decide between those two parts of the sentence, when it says earlier that Jesus is the head of the husband, that is spiritual. And nothing in the verse makes you interpret it any different. You have to interpret the second part different on your own. You have to decide, I'm going to take this part spiritual and this part literal. So, you know, there's no direction. It doesn't say in the verse, take this part literally and this part spiritually. You need the Holy Spirit to interpret it. So it's saying, why don't you take the second part spiritual too? If, you know, you say you don't wear Jesus on your head physically, well, covering also means like to lead and to be a part of, you know, leadership, and it is being submissive to your husband, and that's a union type thing. It's not physical. It's like in decision making, you know? Mm-hmm. So that was to me like, wow, everything fits, because if you interpret it literally, you know, all the things Paul's just talking about, saying that legalism is wrong and be free, you know, all that's out the window now if you're saying, well, you got to follow this rule though. Mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. It's just one big more rule. So.
Right. All he talks about, Paul talks about grace and get yourself out from under law and rules and through the whole New Testament. So this verse here stuck in the middle, talking about head coverings. And then, you know, many denominations and religions are taking that literally, because you can see that many Christian denominations actually use head coverings for the wives, and they use the scripture because they believe that it means literally.
All right, they found a scripture for it. Yeah. You know, it's got to be there, you know.
And then I came under that deception myself. Well, I'm calling it a deception. Mm-hmm. And then I explain in detail how God just brought me to the realization that, you know, that was putting myself back under the law, as many other things I was doing in my life,
right,
and causing us to be, well, causing me to be judging people by those rules. So you said, I think you told me too, that you felt that the book has affected you in a way that you've kind of discovered you're more judgmental than you thought. Is that correct?
Yeah, and you know, that reminds me of the part in your book where you talk about sitting in church and wearing a head covering and thinking, you know, what, were you the only one wearing it at the time? Or
I had moved from one church and left, and then I took my head covering with me and, you know, just continued to wear it because I hadn't, you know, changed my really beliefs at that time yet. But I had no other choice than to say, well, I believe this is correct, and they're not wearing one, so what else am I supposed to think except that I'm right and they're all wrong, mm-hmm, right?
You're leading by example.
And
you're
then
thinking,
it made me very,
hey, they'll change, you know?
Right, very conspicuous and also very uncomfortable just in that situation, until I totally just absorbed myself in examining my heart and examining the verses and asking God what the truth was.
Well, that led me, you know, this example, it led me to show, you know, that's something I consider fairly, growing up the way I did, fairly obvious, fairly, you know, when someone tells me, you need to do this and that will make God love you, I'm like, okay, well, I've always grown up knowing that Jesus died for me and he loves me the way I am as a sinner. You know, I don't need to sin, but, you know, he loves me anyways. It's unconditional.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was obvious to me. But, you know, you grew up differently. So I had other problems. God started showing me that it's a lot smaller than that. And it came down to getting angry a lot. I was getting angry around my family, around other people, when they would do something that I considered to be like, you know, why are they doing that? I would just kind of say to myself things like, you know, I'm going to hold back. I'm going to hold my temper, but I'm, you know, really frustrated and furious inside about what someone was doing. Maybe it was around my house, at church, whatever. And having to fight these feelings off of, you know, very strong anger. And I was realizing, God, you know, I know you don't want me to be upset. And I don't feel this is, you know, any sort of hatred that is justified. I feel upset by it. And God, I asked God to show me. And after reading the book, it really sank in that I'm upset because they're doing something that is, you know, I feel I'm doing it the right way and they're not. And I realize that, you know, God's saying it doesn't matter who's doing it right. You need to love people anyways. And that's a huge judgment. And it was like, I'm not thinking, you know, they're not wearing a head covering. I'm thinking like, wow, they didn't put their dishes in the sink. I would never do that.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's not even like I say it that way to myself. I'm just like, wow, how lazy of that person. You know, that's how it comes out. And I like in your book, you explain that a lot. It might come out this way. Here's the manifestation, but that's so much. It's like the leaf on a tree. Mm-hmm. The trunk's all the way underground in your heart where it's so much different than what you think. You get deceived really easily. So God just showed me how deep it goes and how it's, I can easily see now how no one sees it as big a problem as this book describes, which is totally accurate.
So you went from being in a habit of examining other people's motives and instead of your own, and then now you're realizing that you really just need to be concerned about why you're having negative reactions to things, and you look at the deeper reasons, and then, you know, freeing yourself up to just let people be whoever they are. It's not your problem, you know, why people do or don't do things, and frees you to love them, you know,
definitely,
the way that they are. So, well, that's wonderful. You have anything else to share about that? We're talking about the book, First Wash the Inside. It is my book by Lynn Suzek, and you'll find that on hisability.com. You can order it there. You can also take a peek inside the book by going to amazon.com. First Wash the Inside, and just put my name in there, Lynn Suzek. I'm just talking to my son, Jeremy. He was one of my first readers, and we just noticed that he was very excited about it. You know, Jeremy, you took your first run through the book the first time, as many people are doing. They're just going to go through it. People are starting small groups. It's a book worth studying. It has tons
Definitely.
Of scripture.
That's my favorite part about it.
So, and the scripture is actually kind of have to you know, if you've been a Christian for a long time, you have many views on some scriptures that paradigms.
Yeah.
And what I've done is tell you some of the paradigms I had and how I undid them. We've got about 30 seconds left. Jeremy, can you tell me anything else that stuck out to you in this book?
I realized I needed to read it again. I realized that it's once you get the knowledge in you, God starts to show you things. You know, the knowledge was the stepping stone for me to, you know, once you get it in there, God just pulls it out at random times. Taught me a lot of lessons.
So you plan on studying it again?
Yep, I want to study the areas I least understood or that I thought I understood the most.
I actually enjoy reading it over and over again myself, and I really feel the Holy Spirit speaking through it. So please visit our website, hisability.com. If you've read our book, please email us and let us know what you thought. Thanks for joining us on His Ability, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to His Ability. You can email Lynn at life@hisability.com. That's life@hisability.com. Or visit hisability.com. If you're in the need of home health care, please call a Utilee at 734-261-1220. That's 734-261-1220. Thanks for tuning in, and you can hear His Ability every Sunday at 2 p.m. right here on WMUZ 103.5, The Light.